At a time when many communities in Vermont worry about declining populations and losing young people, Winooski bucks that trend. The population is growing, and the city's median age is about 31. On town meeting day, residents will vote on building a new parking garage in Winooski's burgeoning downtown. And as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the garage and the hotel that's expected to follow are just the latest signs of Winooski's upward trajectory.
Winooski is not a huge city. It's only 1.5 square miles. But if you stand on top of the traffic circle in the downtown, you can see there's a lot going on.
You see a bunch of different shops that just go all around. There's a couple of bars, some restaurants, there's even a record shop.
One of the newer spots just off the traffic rotary is Sweet Babu. It's a small, cozy bakery and cafe with big windows looking out at an old mill building.
My favorite is definitely the salty chocolate chip cookies.
That's owner Shana Goldberger.
But I think the crowd favorite is probably the chocolate stout cake with cream cheese frosting and salty caramel.
Goldberger says when she first moved to Vermont about 5 years ago, she lived in Winooski.
That's when I kind of fell in love with it. I just like the sense of community here, and it's really interesting to watch the city grow and evolve and see new businesses come in, and I just kind of wanted to be a part of that, and I don't know, I just like the vibe here.
What drew Goldberger to Winooski is what draws many people to the city. The restaurants, the bar and music scene, plus the walkability and small community. This town meeting day, Winooski residents are faced with a good problem. There's such a demand, city officials say a new 300-space garage costing nearly $10 million is needed. Part of that demand is because there are plans to build a new hotel downtown. In general, City Manager Jesse Baker says the city has seen steady growth in its grand list.
You know, we're seeing about 40 to 60 new housing units come on a year. In other communities, that's not occurring at the same rate, especially when you get outside of Chittenden County.
Winooski is often seen as the cheaper alternative to nearby Burlington. But now in the Queen City, some neighborhoods are actually cheaper. Erin Dupuy works at Flat Fee Real Estate. She says home prices have shot up in Winooski. According to Realtor.com, the median home price is $299,000. That's up about 22% in 3 years. Dupuy says houses do not stay on the market long.
I mean, there's people, if they don't see the listing the first day, there's a chance they're not even going to have an opportunity to write an offer.
Some larger apartment complexes and developments are starting to creep out from the downtown core. The city streamlined the permitting process in specific highly trafficked areas. The idea was to allow some larger developments, but not to let it sprawl too much. Developer Nate DeJess says Winooski has it all.
And we are now at a point where people are drawn to Winooski because of its hip urban downtown, the restaurant and music scene, walkability, affordability, and its excellent location along the Winooski River.
About 2 years ago, he built City Lights, a 27-unit residential building that also has office and retail space. DeJess says before the building opened, it was fully leased. Today, rentals there start around $1,500.
Did Carmen already take your order?
A few blocks away from where the garage would be built, there's a handful of people enjoying coffee and pastries at Sweet Babu. Goldberger says she spent the last 2 months renovating the space, and now she serves lunch.
So we reopened with these expanded hours and menu offerings.
And that was pretty recent, if I remember correctly.
Last week was when we reopened.
Goldberger says she thinks there's enough business in town to support the extra hours. And when I ask if she thinks Winooski is still growing, she quickly replies, definitely. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.